Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today we're switching gears, folks. We're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of traffic, specifically New York City's brand spanking new congestion pricing program.
Traffic, really, on Nutty's Show? I thought we were talking soufflés, not SUVs.
Haha, I know, right? But trust me, this is juicy stuff. This New York Times article we're looking at basically says that in just the first week, traffic in Manhattan's core has noticeably decreased. Pretty impressive, huh?
Okay, color me intrigued. So fewer cars are clogging up the streets? That's a win, right?
Big win. They're reporting tens of thousands fewer vehicles entering Manhattan below 60th Street. That's Times Square, Empire State Building territory. Think about it. Less honking, less gridlock, maybe even easier to snag a parking spot. Imagine.
But how much of a difference are we talking? Did they give any hard numbers?
They did. The article mentions a 7.5% drop in weekday entries compared to pre-congestion pricing estimates, and on Sunday, an 18.5% decrease. That's a huge chunk of cars staying away, potentially. Though, to be fair, they do admit it's early days, only 1 week of data, and they have to compare it to estimates from previous years since they didn't have consistent data before the program. Smart, but not perfect.
Yeah, I see. Interesting. I was going to say, that first week in January, it was frigid. How do we know people weren't just staying home because of the weather, not the tolls?
Exactly. That's one of the caveats the article brings up. Also, the cold probably kept a lot of tourists away. Tourism dips in January anyway. Hard to isolate the congestion pricing impact definitively.
So early data, some promising signs, but we need more time to draw firm conclusions. Got it. What about public transit? Is everyone suddenly hopping on the subway?
Well, not everyone. The article says that about 85% of people working in the tolling zone already use mass transit. But express buses? They saw a nice little bump, a 6% ridership increase, and their travel times way down. Zoom, zoom.
That makes sense. Fewer cars means buses can cruise through without getting stuck in traffic. Speaking of cruising, what about those who do still need to drive? How are they reacting?
Mixed bag. The article highlights a couple of stories, a construction worker who's now bussing it in because the toll's too pricey, and a sanitation worker who's like, well, I guess I'll just see my family less often now. Ouch.
It's a trade-off, right? Less traffic, but potentially higher costs or inconvenience for some. What's the overall takeaway here?
I'd say cautious optimism. Early data looks good, traffic seems down, buses are speedier, and at least some drivers are reconsidering their commute. But it's way too soon to declare congestion pricing a total success. We need to see how things play out long term. And hopefully, the MTA uses those sweet, sweet tolls to actually improve public transit, right? That's the whole point.
Agreed. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. Maybe one day, even Nutty's Show will be dedicated solely to cooking and technology again.
Haha, maybe. So long, everyone, and see you next time on Nutty's Show.
Bye-bye.